arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. This is Jeff Deist, and I'm joined by a friend and someone I've gotten to know over the years working for Ron Paul. His name is James Yeager, and he is a documentary film producer. Those of you who follow the Fed and monetary policy no doubt have heard of his movie Fiat Empire, which starred Congressman Paul and also Pat Buchanan, if I recall, James. And that movie basically came out, I want to say, in 2006 and sort of presaged the housing slash equity market crashes that were made inevitable by the Fed's printing of money and our monetary policy generally. But now James is back with a new movie, a documentary about the Second Amendment. It also stars Congressman Paul and I believe Pat Buchanan again, as well as some other luminaries in the Second Amendment community. And James, I got to tell you, I know this has been a multi-year labor of love of sorts, but you could never have imagined that as you were sort of working on it, the Second Amendment would become such a hot topic because of this horrific shooting up in Connecticut.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Jeff, and thank you for having me on. It's unfortunate that tragedy has to prompt people to take action. And that looks like what happened with Sandy Hook, and it just continues to happen so often.
Well, what was the impetus behind the movie? I know that Dr. Edwin Vieira has a new book coming out. Some of our listeners might know him as the man who really wrote the comprehensive book on the history of money. It's a two-volume hardback called Pieces of Eight. And he's back with a new book called The Sword and Sovereignty, which is every bit as much of sort of an academic tome, quite long, and it traces the history of this, of the U.S. Second Amendment and also militia movements amongst the various states and colonies in America. And James, I know that you know Dr. Vieira very well. You've worked with him. Is his book sort of what got you interested in making a movie about the Second Amendment, or were you on a separate track?
I actually came across the power of the purse, which brought me into the Federal Reserve interest, and then connected me up with Dr. Vieira in 2005 when we made Fiat Empire. And that led to the power of the sword, which is Dr. Vieira's second focus. And the power of the sword is now embodied in his newly released book, The Sword and Sovereignty, which is available at Amazon. So basically, you have a dual interest here that we, the people, need to keep control of the power of the purse and the power of the sword. So those two basically combine in the movie of Fiat Empire and this new one we're currently in production on, Molon Lav.
And if I'm correct, Molon Lav is Greek, perhaps even ancient Greek, and the sort of the loose meaning is come and take them or something along those lines.
Exactly. It's actually pronounced Molon Lav, not Molon Lave. And there are a lot of people that mispronounce that. But Molon Lav means come and get them. And they're the words that Leonidas, the Spartan king, bellowed to the Persian envoy at the Battle of Thermopylae in 350 BC when he was asked to throw down his arms. So it's a supreme it's a supreme metaphor for defiance, but it's basically the only thing that a free people would say to any tyrant that tried to disarm them.
Is that sort of the main message in the movie, that the Second Amendment or an armed citizenry generally is here to defeat tyranny? And if so, is that sort of a lesson that we can still sell to the American public? Do you have a sense of that?
The Second Amendment has been grossly misunderstood. Everybody discusses and argues about the second part of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear, but almost everybody ignores the very first part of the Second Amendment, which is the idea that a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The Constitution discusses the militia in three places: Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1, and the first part of the Second Amendment. Yet everybody just discusses the second part of the Second Amendment, totally ignoring the militia. So our viewpoint Actually, Edwin has researched this pretty thoroughly, the 300-year militia history of this country, and actually the right to keep and bear arms is coupled with the duty to keep and bear arms as part of state militia.
Right.
These militia are not a bunch of well-meaning citizens running around as vigilantes. They are state institutions.
Right. And what's fascinating is I remember when you brought this project to Dr. Paul's attention a year or two back, one of the things you mentioned to me was, you know, gee whiz, there's not a lot of modern jurisprudence at the Supreme Court level or other federal court levels about the Second Amendment. And there is this huge misunderstanding. In other words, the current argument for, in terms of legal arguments seems to be this false dichotomy between gee whiz, is there an individual right or a collective right to bear arms? And that really isn't the question, if I'm hearing you correctly.
That's right. Basically, we have a Supreme Court case called Marbury versus Madison, which says that there is no clause in the Constitution that is intended to be without effect, quote unquote. So that means every word that is in the Constitution is there for a reason. So when the first part of the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia is necessary, lights should go off. People should say, why is it necessary? This is the only place in the Constitution the word necessary appears. The Constitution doesn't say that the president is necessary. It doesn't say that the court is necessary. It doesn't say the Congress is necessary. It says the militia is necessary to a free state. So that should make people, you know, wake up and say, what is in this Constitution? And we're trying to get them to look at that.
That's really a fascinating perspective. And, of course, we also have some historical context from the Federalist Papers and other writings of the founders. And I think, from my own reading, that it's certainly clear that they intended the Second Amendment to serve as a bulwark against tyranny, and that it was their own dealings with the English that made them concerned about the notion of a disarmed population. Do you think that the left in particular wants to misinterpret the Second Amendment, even in a historical context, putting aside the argument that they make, well, times have changed?
For some reason, the left seems to have an over-reliance upon government and even big government. They seem to feel that government will protect them no matter what, that government, oh, they went tyrannical back in King George's days, but nothing like that could possibly happen again. The fact of the matter is, citizens in all governments and all times have to be vigilant, and especially in our government, which is supposed to be a self-governing nation. Americans have to take responsibility for their own defense to a great degree. We can't just have one centralized defense, the Army and Navy, and totally ignore the distributed security that could be supplied by a militia. And I think that's what the founders built into the Constitution.
Well, when it came time to make this film, what was your thought process in terms of laying it out, and how did you come to consider Congressman Paul as an actor in the film?
Well, it's obvious that Dr. Paul is one of the few congressmen that reads the Constitution and not only understands it technically, but he also understands it philosophically. And really, I think this is what's missing. A lot of people just don't apply the philosophical principles of the Constitution, which are based on many, many years of trial and error. These founders, when they wrote this thing, they explored every government that had ever existed prior to the United States, and they tried to figure out what went wrong, what went right. And literally, they created the New World Order at that time, because this is the first time a country that was totally self-governing, in that the people were the sovereigns and not some king, had ever been established. So Dr. Paul came to mind immediately as the person who would fully understand every clause in the Constitution, and so he was one of our first, he was our absolute first pick to say, well, let's take this to Dr. Paul and interview him.
Well, it's interesting. It's also interesting to me that you did not necessarily go to what the mainstream considers to be spokesmen for the Second Amendment, meaning the NRA or some of the conservative right-wing groups. But we're going to be right back in just a couple minutes with a second segment with James Yeager. Please stand by.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antiviral.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the Corlin Economics Report Weekend Edition. We are back for another round with James Yeager, who is in the process of making a new documentary film about the Second Amendment. And I'm going to say it right this time, James. I'm going to say Molon Lav. And basically is Greek for come and take them. We were discussing, James, how you managed to get Congressman Paul, Pat Buchanan, some other luminaries to appear in the film. And you also interview Dr. Edwin Vieira, who we mentioned in the last segment. You know, for our listeners that aren't familiar with Dr. Vieira, I got to tell you, you're missing out in life, James, because here's a man, he's got 4 degrees from Harvard, including a PhD and a law degree. He's argued a handful of cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. He's written a definitive guide, 2 volumes, thousands of pages, hardback, about money and the history of money. It's called Pieces of Eight. And now he's written the definitive guide, equally as long and just as academic, about the history of militias and the right to bear arms in America. So, you know, when it comes to a guy to serve as a touchstone, an advisor, or even an inspiration for your movie, it's kind of hard to do better than Dr. Vieira. And does he appear in the film as well, as on camera?
Yes, Dr. Vieira has appeared in all 5 of the previous films, and he will be in this film. The people that are slated to be in this film are Ron Paul has already interviewed. Pat Buchanan is committed to interview. Ed Griffin has been interviewed. Jesse Ventura, Ed Asner, Alex Jones, Larry Pratt, Chuck Baldwin has been interviewed. Stuart Rhodes, Catherine Austin Fitz, Commander David Gilley, Sheriff Mack, Jack Rooney, and Dr. Vieira will all be interviewed for this film.
And you brought up this point that Dr. Vieira makes, that there's this focus on militias in the Constitution and being necessary, and this being obviously a very important point to the drafters of the Constitution. So is your film going to make this argument, in other words, present the Second Amendment and gun rights in a different light and make a different argument than we normally hear coming from the right?
Yes, absolutely. The Constitution discusses the militia in 3 separate places, as I mentioned earlier. The Second Amendment is really only icing on the cake. We don't even really need the Second Amendment. The Constitution speaks so forcefully on the purpose and reason for the militia. And the movie, which is the full name of the movie, is Molon Law of How the Second Amendment Guarantees America's Freedom. We could have named it Molon Law of How the Militia Guarantees America's Freedom. But as many of you are aware, the gun lobby has tried to vilify the word militia. And what we're going to do is we're going to explain to people what constitutional militias are, the fact that they are state organizations. They are not a bunch of vigilantes running around with guns. And the right to keep and bear arms is coupled with the duty to also serve your country as part of the militia.
Right, and it's amazing how this term militia has been skewed and turned around in something that conjures up rednecks running around the woods wearing camouflage. And, you know, it's not a flattering image, but really in constitutional times, in colonial times, a militiaman would have been an upstanding person, a business person, a local person that you knew. It would have been your neighbor. It would have been, I would assume, all or most of the able-bodied men in any given particular colonial town.
Right. Perhaps the best way to describe what the militia is to say what it is not. The militia is not the Army. It's not the Navy. It's not the Marines. It's not the Air Force or even the troops. It's not the National Guard or the Coast Guard or the police. The militia is a citizen-based state institution of self-defense. It's similar in spirit to volunteer firefighters. Basically, one could say that the tradition of militia philosophically originated 2,000 years ago in the New Testament with the idea of love thy neighbor as thyself. And with this comes the idea of self-defense and the obligation to protect loved ones as well as citizens of the community.
James, I'm fascinated when you say the Second Amendment isn't really necessary. And, you know, many of us who are strong believers in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, in the 9th and 10th Amendments, for example, it's long been argued that the Bill of Rights should not have been necessary if the Constitution itself was really clear to all. In other words, federal powers were strictly enumerated and everyone understood
right.
This.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it was actually Alexander Hamilton that made that argument.
And, you know, our own George Mason here in Virginia, this was one of his complaints when he refused to sign the Declaration of Independence. He thought that the Bill of Rights was basically saying things that ought to be obvious, that the federal government can't do these things. But here we are, you know, 200-odd years later, and constitutional jurisprudence has gone down a winding and twisted path, and we've got the right wing and the NRA tying itself into pretzel knots, trying to argue commas in the Second Amendment, but that's not really the argument at all, and that's why I'm so interested in this film and getting people to see it and getting people to read Dr. Vera's book, The Sword and Sovereignty, which I think you mentioned is on Amazon. How can people sort of find out more about your movie, track its progress, and then ultimately see it when it's finished?
Well, the movie has a website, which is molon.us, and people are welcome to go there. They can read the script. They can watch clips of the people we've interviewed so far and generally follow the production process. And if they're interested in donating to the production, we do acknowledge people with producer, associate producer, various production assistant screen credits. As we mentioned, Dr. Vieira's book is now available on Amazon. So we're basically just moving along with the production. We hope to have it done in between 6 and 12 months. It'll definitely be done in 12 months, but if the budget is funded properly, it could be done quicker.
And James, let me ask you a little more broadly. I know you've been in the filmmaking and movie and documentary business for many decades now. You spent a long time in Hollywood. How did you personally sort of come to a libertarian perspective or a libertarian mindset?
Well, actually, I've been pretty much everything. I started out as a Republican in a Republican family. My father was a physician, so they were all Republicans here in Philadelphia. Then when I moved out to California, I worked in the movie industry in Hollywood for about 10 years. I actually became a Democrat. And towards the end of my work period in L.A., I started beginning to question that and then became a libertarian somewhere around 1986. So I've been, you know, looking at the political spectrum and taking a look at the different views, and they all have merit. They all have problems, but I think all in all, I think I'm most comfortable with the libertarian point of view these days.
And James, you know, one of your other movies that Dr. Paul was in, documentary Fiat Empire, is there a way that the public can still see that online?
Yes, all of our movies are public service movies, and they're all up on the Internet for free. If any of your listeners go to youtube.com/originalintentdoc, just like it sounds, original intent doc, doc short for documentary, all of the movies, Fiat Empire, Original Intent, Cultural Marxism, Corporate Fascism, Spoiler, and Mole on Love will go up there. And they can see them all for free. If they want to purchase higher quality DVDs, they can get those at moviepubs.net, M-O-V-I-E-P-U-B-S.net.
Well, James, we certainly wish you all the best. We're really looking forward to the final cut of your new film. We're going to get Dr. Vieira on the show again with Al at some point in the very near future to discuss what I'm sure is going to be an ongoing issue as whatever the Democrats try to do in the House and the Senate, or whatever Obama tries to do by executive order, winds its way through what undoubtedly will be legal challenges. James, I hope you'll come on with us again, and thanks a million for your time today.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, Jeff, I want to thank you very much for doing those great interviews with James Yeager. He's an interesting guy. There's no question whatsoever about that. I've been looking forward to seeing the movie, but I have to tell you, you know, the issue of gun control right now is front and center in the media. There's no question about that. And what scares the daylights out of me is the fact that today it's gun control. What's it going to be tomorrow? You know, it's, as you said when we were chatting off the air earlier in the week, you said, you know, gun control is a very important issue to a lot of people, but there are so many more important issues in our country, or equally as important, I guess perhaps I should say, than simply should people be allowed or not allowed to have firearms. And what it all boils down to in my mind, Jeff, is I think the government, whether you're talking about spending, whether you're talking about the various executive orders that are coming out, whatever, I think the government is really, really overstepping its bounds right now. Now, you've been on the Hill for a long, long time with Ron Paul. You know your way around Washington, D.C., aside from where the great restaurants are. But, I mean, haven't you seen an evolution over the last dozen or so years of the government really starting to overstep its bounds?
Yes. We have seen that evolution, and it's called the imperial presidency. I mean, really, it's the history of the 20th century. You know, we see Congress shrinking. We see the Supreme Court, for all the talk, really being sort of a minor player. And we see the rise, the ascendancy of presidents, you know, whether it was Wilson and FDR and their horrible meddlesome wars, or whether it was, you know, LBJ and his Great Society programs. You've seen more and more that people look to presidents and administrations to set policy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back, you know, that was never what the founders intended. I mean, it should scarcely matter to you what the president's personal ideology is.
Exactly.
In other words, the only thing that should matter is whether he or she is sort of a competent manager.
Mm-hmm.
Their sole job is to carry out the will of Congress. Okay, they shouldn't be creating budgets. They shouldn't be crafting foreign policy. They shouldn't be talking about gun control. None of this is within the purview of the president at all. Okay, the president has one real power when it comes to Congress, and that's a veto power. No line item, none of this nonsense. They can just say yay or nay on a bill. Okay, that's all they should be doing. The White House should not be drafting bills and then sending them over to Congress. And you know what? The Republicans largely have themselves to blame, at least in the more recent era, because they love this stuff with Bush. I mean, they don't like the idea of having to go to Congress to get permission to declare war. So, you know, Clinton issued tons of executive orders. Mm-hmm. Bush the second really continued and accelerated the trend. And now Obama's talking about doing it with respect to gun control. So really, you know, the parties can point fingers at each other, but really it's we, the American people, who should be looking in the mirror and saying, you know, we let the office of the president expand wildly beyond what it was ever supposed to be. And that's our fault.
You know, Jeff Christian, a good friend of mine, basically made a comment at a dinner that we had in Spokane, Washington, an event where both Jeff and I were speaking. His comment was, he said, you know, the only difference between the Republicans and the Democrats is the following. Number one, the Democrats tax and spend. Number two, the Republicans borrow and spend. Ain't that the truth?
Well, it's certainly the truth since probably the 60s or so.
Yeah.
when Buckley and the neoconservative movement sort of took over the Republicans. It wasn't always true during the Taft Goldwater, you know, time. But, yeah, it's true. It's true. Murray Rothbard famously said that the Democrats engineer the great leaps forward and the Republicans consolidate the gains. So, you know, it's really kind of an ironic time, but you've got statism, for lack of a better term or a narrower term. You have statism from both parties. And we're going to see what happens with this gun control debate. You know, Obama and Biden have threatened to basically act without Congress because they feel they've got the public sentiment behind them with this terrible shooting, and that, you know, the public is so tired of Washington gridlock and we need to get things done. This is the new mantra. And, I mean, it could be a very scary time with regard to executive action going forward.
Our country is really polarized right now. I mean, I'm seeing this, as you and I have discussed, in my personal life. I am seeing people who used to be close friends, I don't even want to be in the same room with them anymore simply because of the polarization that's going to exist. There's no room for compromise whatsoever, okay? Now, if, in fact, the executive branch acts without the approval of Congress on the situation of gun control, that might very well force Big Al to leave the country. What are your thoughts on that?
People have left the country for less than that, I suppose. But,
yeah.
I think whatever Obama tries to do, it's going to get tied up in court to some extent, even if it's done properly through Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, the law is not what some judge says it is. At the end of the day, the law is what the people will accept. And if the people really want Obama to do something and he does it by executive order and you know, the public overwhelmingly supports it, it's going to be awfully hard even for the Supreme Court to deal with that. I mean, that's where we are right now. We've become so wildly populist. We just ignore the Constitution when it's convenient to do so.
What I think is really interesting is I wonder sometimes, Jeff, if this isn't the natural evolution of a society like the American society. You know, no society has lasted in the same venue for any long, long period of time. 200 years, I think, is typically what people say a society can last without some major changes. Maybe we're just seeing some major changes occur right now that are inevitable. You think I'm nuts?
No, I don't. And I think that the balkanization of America into different regions and different countries is certainly possible. You know, it's a little frightening because balkanization doesn't usually happen without some friction and bloodshed.
Yeah.
But look, the left has successfully sold this enormous lie in the 20th century that America is a democracy.
Okay.
Neither the Constitution nor the Bill of Rights contains that word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Founding Fathers expressly talked about the dangers of democracy and warned against it. But yet, this is this accepted fact. It's taught to school children. We're a democracy. And that has led to, you know, unspeakable evils from our own government, and it's an unsustainable system. So, yes, as long as we think we're a democracy instead of a constitutional republic, then we are in big, big trouble.
Now, one thing I want to stress here is in no way, shape, or form do I interpret what you're saying as saying that we are not a free country. People use the word democracy and freedom interchangeably, and I'm not really sure that that's an accurate play on words.
No, nothing could be further from the truth. Democracy and freedom are generally incompatible, if anything. I mean, because there's nothing to restrain government. And freedom, liberty, is the ability to live one's life free of government coercion. You know, nothing more, nothing less. Freedom doesn't mean you're free from the laws of economics. It doesn't mean you're free from having to pay the rent, or free from having troubles in your life, or free from having to have a job or pay for medical care. It means freedom from government coercion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it ever meant, which is quite a bit. If you look at human history, it was a radical concept 300 years ago.
Yeah.
But look, democracy and freedom historically do not work out.
Maybe Plato was right. It's a hard thing to say. But the only conclusion that I can come to in all of this is that I think it is very, very important for an individual to protect a way of life for himself and his family. And as long as that way of life doesn't infringe on someone else's benefits, I can't see anything at all wrong with that. And I got to tell you, what we're talking about protecting on this particular program is we're talking about protecting economic security, and the government sure as hell isn't doing that for us. Jeff, agree or disagree? We're down to about 20 seconds.
Well, I agree, and government security is a false blanket that beckons, but it's never worked out, and, you know, free people have to go out there and make their own way, and democracy is not freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, it's been a very, very interesting show. As you can see, we're getting more and more involved in the political arena with Jeff Deist, who is rapidly becoming the co-host of this show. Jeff is really a good guy, I have to tell you, and I consider it a blessing that he's playing as large a role as he is playing in our little extravaganza here. Got Trader Raj with me on the line right now. Going to wrap up the show here with Roger talking about four companies that are included in Roger's newsletter, Trader Tracks. And they are all three precious metals companies and one energy play. And I want to start out, Raj, by talking about the energy play. And the energy play is a company called TransCanada Pipelines, listed on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol TRP. They're a transporter of crude from Canada to the Midwestern United States and Oklahoma. Why do you like this company, Raj?
I like the company because it's a very basic business that has to do with the energy. One of the problems in picking energy stocks is you've got to be very selective in these markets as to which companies you think are going to grow and also what is the cycle timing on it. TransCanada Pipeline is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. The price has gone from lower left corner to upper right corner, which is what we want, at a beautiful rally. The price today is at the high, and this stock has done so well primarily because they don't have a lot of the liabilities and problems and government questions regarding the explorers, the developers, and the producers. Basically, what they do is they take oil, crude oil from Canada, and they supply it to the Midwest and the Henry Hub in Oklahoma, which is a major distribution point for crude oil in the United States. The price right now is in the mid-40s. It's near the high, Al, which, you know, some people say you shouldn't be buying stocks when they're at the all-time high or near the all-time high. The old Jesse Livermore was one of the best traders ever, and his books repeatedly said that does not mean it's not a good buy. You're buying on the fundamentals first, which is where you buy. But I also look at the technicals, and then this week the price had a very nice breakout. I think the stock's going to go a lot higher. Here's another key point behind the company and the industry. And that's inflation. I can see inflation in commodities all the way across the board, from Asia to Europe to South America. One of the key things you can see in inflation is to look at some of the softs like coffee, sugar, and cotton, and all those are in the green, even as some of our favorites are in the red. All this says to me is that these prices in commodities are going higher. TransCanada is going to keep moving their oil, and they're going to keep making money. I like the stock.
Well, it looks like a pretty solid company in terms of price appreciation. I'm looking at the chart right here, and, you know, the stock is up going back to August of this year. The stock is up, you know, maybe 7% or thereabouts. It is, certainly isn't volatile, and you certainly aren't seeing a double or a triple or even a, you know, 10 or 15% increase in the price. But you certainly are seeing a company that appears to be very solid and where you're really not going to lose any money. The stock back in August was trading somewhere around, oh, $44 or thereabouts. Today it's trading at $48.82. So, yeah, I mean, that's up about 10%, and I would have to say that's pretty good. Roger, going into the precious metal stocks, you have a company that, two newly recommended trades in your newsletter. One is a company called Silvercrest Mines, which I happen to own shares in. And another one is a company called New Legacy Gold, which I also own shares in. Now, I purchased New Legacy at 15 cents a share. It's trading right now at 14 cents. Silvercrest, just a bit of a different story. I purchased that down in the roughly the $1.25, $1.50 range, and it's trading now at $2.72. Let me ask you, first of all, why do you like Silvercrest and New Legacy?
In Silvercrest, I had been shown that company periodically over, I'm guessing, probably 2-3 years, Alan. For one reason or another, I did nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then most recently, I got new data. I got a referral to them from one of my seven-figure traders, and he gave me a long story about it, some of which I can't recall at the moment. But the point being, that's a good, solid company. They've got a big listing. They've got major production. And some of these production companies, Al, are going to do better than some of the baby juniors who don't have the cash, the location, the management, or a situation that gives them a really bright future. So what we're doing this year, we like juniors too. I mean, we've got a select few, and one of those, of course, is New Legacy. However, some of the intermediates in the silver space, I think, are going to have a very good run from about January 15th until the end of February,
mm-hmm.
both on the cycles and the calendar and time. And Silvercrest is one of those stocks. Now, to get to New Legacy, I asked some of my contacts who are very smart, and they said, oh, yes, they love that one. And I checked further, and then we put it in the letter. Now, the stock has not moved since we put it in the letter, but keep in mind, this is a junior stock in one of the best locations in the United States for growth and for finding new values. And I think that based upon the price today, that should be considered and looked at by anybody who doesn't own it. And some of the ones that do own it, Al, they may want to consider adding to the position.
Okay, now you're going into another fairly large company, a company that I happen to like. I actually have a few silver rounds that I purchased from the company. And as I said, I like the company a lot, Roger. And it's a company that you and I have discussed numerous times in the past. The company is First Majestic. First Majestic is a great company. You and I know the people who are involved there fairly well. Now, you are saying that's your stock trade of the week right now. Why did you put them there?
Well, we're looking at it on a couple of points. Number one, if you look at the relative strength index on my chart, it's down at a position where it's oversold, and that, of course, has to do partially with the time of year, the calendar, and also the price on silver, which was pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
First Majestic is a big operator in the silver space. They sell at retail. They mine like crazy. They just came out with a report on the last quarter for last year. It was fabulous. And this thing is lining up for a big push from the standpoint of the technicals on the chart. The chart is showing us an inverted head and shoulders, which is just about picture perfect, that covers a space from mid-December to the current date. And with the silver cycle beginning to rise, and I think it's going to pop somewhere around the middle of this month, all the way through the end of February, you're looking at a stock today on my letter report that was at $20.22, and I'm looking for the stock to at least go to $24 and maybe even $26.
Silvercrest back in early November was trading at $24. I'm looking at a chart right now. Since then, the stock has fallen down. It's right now it's trading at $19.75 as we're recording this thing. So it's off roughly about $5 from its high of about 2 months ago. it could very well be a buying opportunity right now. I don't think there's any question about it, particularly if you go back to the price of this company in May. Back in May of 2012, the stock was trading at $12.75. So folks who purchased it there have to be pretty happy campers today. But you're saying that according to your technical analysis that you're looking for it to go from the roughly $19 range up to $24-25. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And keep in mind, too, Al, that you know some of these big NYSE companies don't move that quickly. But the ones that do are very attractive, first of all, because they are on the NYSE. When things get moving on the cycles in time, they're first in line with the big buyers where the big money is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really moves this stock, in my opinion, of that along with some other factors. And we've had this company in and out of our letter probably for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's been very good to our traders and investors.
Okay, First Majestic Silver on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol AG. Last trade as we're recording is about $20, and so I think the difference between the roughly $19 level that it's trading at in Canada versus the $20 level that it's trading at here in the United States has probably got everything in the world to do with the exchange rate. Roger, talking about precious metals in general, bullish or bearish for 2013?
No, I'm bullish, but keep in mind you've got to pay attention to cycles. We're the first big cycle of the year. It should run from the middle of January to the end of February. First 2 weeks of March slows down. Then we go into another six-week run. Then we slow down after that. And, of course, fall again in September, particularly for silver, is going to be a good one. I'm looking for gold this year at minimum 1808 to 1850. If this debt ceiling business really gets crazy, it could go a lot higher. It could go as high as 1924 up to 2000. So all in all, it's a good year, but it's a trading market. People need to pay attention.
Okay. Hope you guys enjoyed the show this weekend. Roger, always great to have you on the program. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a great rest of the weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.